This week, musicians and instrument makers will gather at the Kimmel Center to talk about the science of stringed instruments. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the difference between a good violin and a great violin.
This is the sound of an original Stradivarius. It was made over 320 years ago. It's a very good violin. Stradivarius violins are considered the finest ever made, handed down from player to player for centuries. This one is now in the hands of concert soloist Vadim Gluzman, a Russian-Israeli musician who's played everywhere from Philadelphia to London to Munich.
I do think that this thing is alive, and it has a soul, and we leave imprints. Those that play it, we leave our stamps.
Tchaikovsky wrote his violin concerto for this very violin. Its history is part of the way we appreciate its music, but sentimentality can get in the way of science.
I mean, I actually sort of encourage people to be a little less emotional.
This is Samuel Zygmuntowicz. He's one of the world's most sought-after violin makers.
I want them to not react to the mystique of things. A big part of my work, and something that takes a little doing, is to get people to really be frank about how they feel with an instrument.
From his Brooklyn studio, Zygmuntowicz tailors violins and cellos for professionals. He makes on average about 8 instruments a year, some of them worth over $100,000. He can make you an exact copy of a Stradivarius, but he says that's not good enough.
The difference between a really great violin and a pretty good violin is very, very, very small. That little increment is hard won, and that's not something you get by copying. You have to do that working directly with the musician.
Zygmuntowicz does extensive research into exactly how an instrument behaves while it's being played. He collaborates with scientists and engineers to monitor violins with vibration scanning lasers, using that data to make 3-dimensional computer animations of exactly how the instrument warps and wobbles to get its unique musical tone. He presented some of this research as part of a series of talks called String Theory during the Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts. He says a violin reacts to different players differently. Yumi Kendall is an assistant principal cellist for the Philadelphia Orchestra. She's also participating in the String Theory talks. She was recently in the market for a new cello, and decided on this one. It's a Vincenzo Pastiglione, made in 1877.
I tried it in chamber music, in solo, and in orchestra, and in all of those contexts, it felt great. It's kind of like playing dark, melted chocolate.
Kendall says she is not interested in the instrument's pedigree. She was focused on how the instrument reacted to her.
The instrument for me is very much like a partner in crime. It brings out my good sides, hopefully. It also can understand my weaknesses, and likewise, I will do the same for it.
Kendall sees her instrument as a living, evolving thing. But does it actually have a soul? Probably not.
I have not yet named this cello as in a personal way. I only think of it as chocolate.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.